Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Bet Sweats, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm PJ Glasser, joined today by the great Jake Hassan. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours talking a bunch of NFL, bunch of college football. Jake's Illini were in action last night against Mizzou in college hoops. Maybe we'll dive into a little bit of that as well. Maybe pick Jake's brain on some MLB offseason, maybe talk a little futures market. I think my Orioles might make some noise, Jake. We'll dive into that throughout the next 3 hours of the show. As always, you guys can watch and listen on the BetMGM Network. Just go to YouTube and check out the BetMGM live stream. You also can listen for free on the Odyssey app as well. But last night in the NFL, we had San Francisco and Indianapolis. The Niners improved to 11-4 on the season. The Colts dropped to 8-7 and looking real bleak for them to make the postseason. Hopefully you bet the over in the game because San Francisco covered it by themselves with 48 points. Brock Purdy, 5 touchdown passes, 1 interception, 295 yards passing. Christian McCaffrey, 21 carries for 117 yards. CMC did have 2 receiving touchdowns. Kittle had 1. Juwan Jennings had 1. DeMarcus Robinson as well. Before we dive into the Colts side of things and Phillip Rivers, who really didn't play all that bad either, Jake, for Indianapolis, we keep trying to figure out like how the NFC playoff picture is going to go, and we keep making a case for all these teams. You know, the team that like people aren't making a case for is San Francisco, and all they're doing is just winning, scoring a bunch of points. Now, they do have those key defensive injuries. No Bosa, no Warner, as we know. You would think eventually that catches up with them. Jake, that offense looked really good last night, man. I mean, do you think San Francisco is a team, especially if they can capture that one seed, win the NFC West, get home field? I mean, do you think that's a team that could go to the Super Bowl again?
I was actually thinking about the same thing last night, PJ, because I felt the same way of, oh, well, they have the offense. And I know every time San Francisco comes up, the immediate counter is, oh, well, they're so hurt. Oh, well, PJ, they're calling me and you to play in the secondary right now. But if they're going to score like that, maybe it doesn't matter. Cause also you look at the rest of the NFC, what defense legitimately scares you outside of the Seahawks? Like, I'm a Bears fan. They've had a bunch of key takeaways and key moments all year long, but that's very fluky. That can be very hit or miss. The Rams defense is kind of whatever. We know Philly has the upside of a Super Bowl winning defense, but they haven't been the same at all this year. The NFC South, we could just throw out as a whole because who cares? So it's like, if we want to split hairs here, of, oh, well, you got to have a good defense. then we might have to throw out the entire NFC. And if we're just going to do this with, all right, well, you just got to have a good offense. If you could tell me that Brock Purdy's going to be healthy and CMC is going to make it through an entire postseason run healthy, I don't see why they can't beat anybody.
Yeah, I mean, their offense, like you said, is looking really good right now. Purdy was great. McCaffrey is just having a terrific season. They're doing all this. You know, they thought at this point in the year, maybe they get Brandon Ayuk back. That doesn't look like it's going to happen. I think my one concern, though, Jake, for San Francisco is they lost Warner in the Tampa Bay game earlier this year, right? Bosa got hurt before that. So since playing Tampa Bay, the Niners have only lost two games this season since then. They were 4-2 after the loss to Tampa Bay. Since then, they've gone 7-2. But the only two playoff teams that they've played, Houston and the Rams, and they lost to both of those teams by double digits. The other teams that they played, Atlanta, the Giants, Arizona, Carolina, Cleveland, Tennessee, and this version of Indy. So the next 2 weeks, they play the Bears, and they play Seattle. So even though we were just making the case for maybe people are sleeping on San Francisco, I mean, you definitely also could say like they haven't really played anybody. I mean, how do you feel about that Sunday night game against your Bears next week? Niners, it's looking like they're going to be a 3-point favorite.
I get it. I understand it. I do think that this is a perfect, I mean, PJ, you and I always talk, I mean, we went to the Ken Barkley school of thought of, well, what's the spot? This is just such a letdown spot, regression spot for the Bears. Coming off the overtime win Saturday night against Green Bay. And then, all right, now you go to San Francisco, who has an elite offense, even though they maybe can't stop anybody. And should it be close? Sure, the Bears have played close games all year long. But kind of starting, I'm not rushing to bet the three, but I do think the Bears probably lose that game, and it's going to be a very unpopular take. But we know, PJ, that regression spot, it looms.
Yeah. Oh, if there was ever going to be a letdown, like how could it not be that game after that comeback against your rival in prime time at home? Like, definitely has all the makings of it. Yeah, I would probably lean San Francisco in that game as well at the -3. I think they probably end up winning. It just feels like that Seattle-San Francisco game is setting up Week 18 to be the NBC Sunday night game for the number one seed and who wins the division and all that stuff. And it'd be unbelievable if the Niners end up getting the one seed. Jake, we have so many good candidates this year for Coach of the Year in the NFL, and maybe the winner of that Bears-Niners game ends up winning the award. If the Niners get the number one seed, though, in the NFC, do you think that Kyle Shanahan wins Coach of the Year? Or do you still think it goes to Ben Johnson? Do you think it goes to Mike Vrabel potentially, especially if the Pats get the number one seed? Like, how would you see that market playing out?
I kind of think you're right. Doesn't it feel like whoever wins the Bears-Niners game is definitely at least going to be in the driver's seat for that award? And I kind of think of Coach of the Year when it comes to Kyle Shanahan the same way that I'm thinking about MVP with Matthew Stafford. The voters have been dying to give Stafford an MVP for how long now? And it feels like every year, same thing with Coach of the Year. Shanahan's always there. He's always in the mix. And then it's Stefanski because of Flacco. It's somebody else. It's McDonald all year this year. It's Vrabel all year this year. And it just feels like it's about that time for the Kyle Shanahan Coach of the Year legacy year. Like, all right, if it's not going to be this year, it's just never happening. So I kind of feel like that those two things are kind of similar, but I do think you're right. If the Bears win this game on the road at San Francisco, and let's go a step further and say that they get revenge against the Lions, because remember, early in the season, the Lions shoved the Bears in a locker and beat them by roughly a billion points. The Bears go out and they end this year on a winning streak, including Green Bay, including beating San Francisco on the road, and then you get a revenge spot against the Lions to close the season and end what is turned out to be a magic carpet ride of a season and possibly get the one seed yourself. I think that Ben Johnson's probably going to be the one that wins it, but we have to see who wins. And obviously the Niners are favored by 3. So we know what the market's telling you. We have to wait for the line movement now.
Yeah. I mean, what a great year for Coach of the Year for sure. Again, a lot of good candidates. I agree. I think the winner of that game probably in the driver's seat. right now, Mike Vrabel is your favorite, plus 150, followed by Shanahan, plus 200. Mike McDonald is plus 375. Ben Johnson, plus 600. So that's why I think Shanahan probably ends up winning the award, Jake, if they win the one seed, because, again, they're going up against Ben Johnson, who's towards the top of the leaderboard, and then he's going up against Mike McDonald at the end of the year. So if you beat those two coaches, get the one seed. Now, Jacksonville has a shot at the one seed, too, and Liam Cohen's name is lurking at plus 650. So kind of have to see how both things play out in the AFC. But if you want to kind of forecast ahead instead of maybe betting the market of who gets the number one seed, especially in the NFC, I'd maybe just look at potentially coach of the year and see what is the better price. So that's an interesting way of looking at it as well. PJ Glasser, Jake Kassam, Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. Let's look at the Indianapolis Colts side of things. Phillip Rivers last night, Jake, 23 for 35, 277 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. I mean, old man Phil was balling in the first quarter, first half. I mean, much of the game, he looked really, really good. What did you make of Rivers' performance last night?
This is going to sound like a joke, PJ. And I promise you, this is 100% serious. Do the Colts run it back with him next year at this point? Like, if Riley Leonard can't play, and we all assume that they're just going to move on from Anthony Richardson because the dude's breaking his face on resistance bands, and now he's nowhere to be seen. His face is on milk cartons around the facility. They clearly don't think he can play anymore, are clearly just over it. And Daniel Jones is going to be back from this Achilles injury for maybe most of the year, if the entire year. I like you said, I give old man Phil credit. He was slinging that thing last night a little bit. So I don't see, like, I'm thinking about it for next year. Even if he goes winless.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If he's your best option, and you don't think Anthony Richardson can play, and Riley Leonard stinks, do you give Phil another go at it next year? Like, hey, you want to kick that insurance policy another year down the road? Let's go. You want to do this? I don't think it's impossible at this point.
I don't think he comes back again next year, just because at this point in his life, when you're going from age 44 to 45 in another offseason, like, that's a lot. I will say, though, I think it would be very Colts for them to go after, like, Kirk Cousins, or for them to go after, like, Tua, just bring in another just, like, statue quarterback and try to make it work. I think that's the direction they go in. I'm sure they draft a quarterback. Like, if they feel like they're getting good value on a guy, I could see them drafting one. I don't expect them to do that in the first round. But Jake, this Indy team went all in when they traded for Sauce Gardner at the deadline, right? I mean, they gave away two first rounders. Like, their expectation was to win a Super Bowl. They felt like they had the team to do it. They didn't see Daniel Jones getting hurt, and that is unfortunate for them. But this team, they're in win now mode. So again, like, if they feel like Rivers is their best option to win now, maybe they do it. I can't imagine with the full offseason, like, that's what they think is their best option. But I would expect them to go after one of the quarterbacks. Like, I could see them being a player for Kyler Murray. I could see them, again, being in the market for a Tua, for a Kirk Cousins, one of these kinds of players.
Let me sell you on something, PJ, because obviously they're not going to have a draft pick for a Mendoza or a Moore, one of these top guys. Can I sell you on Indianapolis Colts second round pick Diego Pavia?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I mean, doesn't that feel like good. So? Because they could still do the same thing. They could still go get Cousins. Like, doesn't that feel so Colts? And so the yeah, more things change, the more they stay the same. You get Cousins, you draft Pavia in the second or third round. You say it's going to be a competition. Cousins loses the job to Pavia. Pavia goes out there in the preseason and probably has a couple nice plays. He does the whole rah-rah charade, and then he stinks. And then the Colts just stink, and they're like, so when is Daniel Jones coming back? And it's just, it all falls apart.
It makes a lot of sense, actually, because that's the kind of quarterback that they've been drafting the last few years. You know, like Richardson was a mobile guy. Ellinger was a mobile guy. Riley Leonard's a mobile guy. So they definitely like, you know, it's funny. They like in free agency going after the quarterbacks that can't move. Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Phillip Rivers. But when it comes to drafting a quarterback, they like getting guys that are mobile in college. So I don't think the Pavia look is terrible. And like the Colts, I mean, we saw it earlier in the year, right? When they get good quarterback play, it is a decent team. You have one of the best running backs in football, Jonathan Taylor. You got a good young tight end in Warren. The receiving core isn't great, but it's okay with Pittman, Pierce, and Downs. Defense is good, especially when Sauce Gardner's out there. What really hurt them, though, is that Jonathan Taylor just could not get going over these last few weeks. I talked about it yesterday doing the show with Kate, Jake, that one of my favorite plays was Jonathan Taylor's longest rush under 17 and a half yards. It was plus 110. His last three games before yesterday, his longest runs were 11, 12, and 14 yards. His longest run in that game yesterday was 7 yards. He averaged 2.9 yards per carry, 16 carries for 46 yards. So they're just not getting those explosive plays with JT on the ground that they were getting early on in the year. A lot of that has to do with the fact they're stepping up in competition. Their schedule was so easy at the beginning of the year. It's gotten much harder here in November and December. But when you don't have a quarterback and a passing game that teams fear, they can just load up on the run game and force you to beat them through the air. That's what San Francisco did last night, and Rivers did make some plays and had a good night. But Jonathan Taylor, I mean, the Colts go as he goes. And the fact that they haven't been able to get him going, Jake, is the reason why they were 7-1 and now they're 8-7.
Well, and if you want to even look ahead to continuing to fade Jonathan Taylor, oh, okay, here's the Jaguars and the Texans to end your year. Okay, how do we think that's going to go? One of, if not the best defenses in the league to close out your season with the Texans, and a defense that we know can play at a really high level and has played at a high level with the pass rush, especially with the Jaguars, too. I think it's just fade Jonathan Taylor in every which way, the longest rush, whether it's just the rushing yards in the game, because both those teams are just going to stack the box like we've seen since Rivers got there. Like, cool, dare Phillip Rivers to beat you and say, all right, hey, even though you could sling it a little bit, you're still 45. We dare you to beat us.
Yeah, it, Jake, I was in three of my fantasy leagues. I was in the semifinals. I lost two of them. Both of those leagues had Jonathan Taylor on my team.
Oh,
looked so good early on in the season when he was just like, you know, getting 25 points a week. And
oh, you thought you'd cruise.
4 weeks, I thought I'd cruise. I'm like, I've found the guy that's going to win me fantasy, right? There's a guy every year. Looks like that guy's probably going to be Puka this year with the way he's performing as of late. Thought Jonathan Taylor was that guy. I'm like, I got him. Going to win. So 1-for-2 this past week. Hopefully I can win my one game where I'm in the championship. But just brutal last couple weeks for Jonathan Taylor. More NFL conversation. We come back. We'll look at week 17 in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.